Here we go.
Thank you.
Spring is upon us, and that means Mackinac Island is eagerly waiting to welcome guests for the brand new 2024 season. The island community has been hard at work during the off season, improving facilities, renovating areas, and preparing to greet visitors in the next couple of weeks here. We've talked to her before, and a first time of a new season. Steph Castelline is with the Mackinac Island Tourism Bureau. And Steph, hope it's been a great off season for you, but you guys are ready to go, aren't you?
Oh my goodness, we are so ready for this upcoming season.
Well, let's talk about it first. Just, you know, there are probably some newcomers, maybe don't know all about Mackinac Island like maybe you or I do, but talk about the Mackinac Island, and just it's just really a special place for a lot of folks, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, that's what we say every time. It's just such a special place in general, and then we're so fortunate that a lot of people hold it near and dear to their hearts. And Mackinac, I mean, how long do you have? I could list quite a few things about the history of it and what makes it so special. But we're you know, a little island, of course, across from the Mackinac Bridge, about a 20-minute ferry ride. And the probably most unique thing about us is that we have no vehicles, and so we get around by, you know, horse-drawn carriages, bicycles, walking, wheelchairs if needed. And so it's just so special because there's so much nature, there's so much history, there's a whole lot of fudge, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And this time of the year is so unique, those May visits, because the island is really waking up. We never close. We are a community of about 500 people, so you can get there in the winter, but it's really barren. Most of the shops and attractions are closed. There's like 2 restaurants open in the evening.
Okay.
But when the season comes that late April, we open kind of April 26th for the season. Oh my goodness, it's a sight to see, and everyone is just so excited for it.
And looking ahead to our 2024 season at Mackinac Island, Steph, there are some happenings that are unique to this particular season. Looks like a race, and also talk about that race along with the Art Center.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the Bayview Mackinac Race. It's the 100th year of that sailing race. It is absolutely amazing. They do that every July. And it is just a sight to see with those sailboats coming through and the sailors. They've been on the water for days at this point. They get to Mackinac Island and they just take that big, deep breath, that big sigh of relief like we all do, that they've arrived safely and they can have some fun. So that's an exciting event. We do have the Mackinac Arts Council. They always have a whole calendar full of activities. Live music. They bring in different artists. They do a wonderful job. We also have the McCartney Years. This is going to be a celebration out at Mission Point Resort.
Yeah.
That is going to be unbelievable. People should look that up, put that on their calendar when they visit Mackinac this year.
I did. I actually looked up a video, and this guy sounds and looks like Paul McCartney. So a very, very cool musical event happening. Steph, along with those events, I know you've got annual events that are coming up. What are some of the highlights?
Absolutely, yeah. Every year we have the Lilac Festival. That is in June. This year it's the 7th through the 16th. We also have Fudge Festival in August. It is a whole lot of fun. And then another celebration is the 4th of July. We have a stone skipping competition and fireworks, of course. And then in October, kind of our last weekend, if you will, Mackinac always celebrates Halloween with a whole lot of fun. So that's one that people like to go to. And we have 4 foot races on the island throughout the season. And so one starts in May. It's the Fort to Fort. It's the first one. It's a little 5-mile loop, and that kind of kicks us off, if you will, for the foot races on the island. And folks enjoy. They can run those, walk those, be in those. But then something that they're doing now is they've done for a while, but folks are really enjoying it. Is they can, if they do 3 races, they get a special medal. So people are signing up for those left and right, and putting those on their calendar to be a part of. And those usually are around the events. There's a 10K during the Lilac Festival. There's also the race during Halloween weekend. So, yeah, look up all the different activities we have going on, and you'll definitely find something to put on your list.
Steph Castelline with the Mackinac Island Tourism Bureau. Our first visit with her into 2024, talking about what's new on the island. All kinds of, I don't think we have enough time here, Steph, but let's go ahead and jump right into, I think, probably one of the most iconic places to visit on the island, the Grand Hotel. What's new with the Grand Hotel?
Yeah, they've got quite a lot going on. So they've been working hard on a two-year restoration project. That's new windows, siding, awnings, wood, freshly designed cupola bar up on the fourth floor, overlooks the Straits of Mackinac. The Grand Hotel is so beautiful, so historic, and just filled with life. So what's cool is a lot of people might know it from the movie Somewhere in Time. They might have heard of it before. And whether you're staying there and experiencing a stay, a unique one-of-a-kind stay at Grand Hotel, or you're not staying there, maybe you're visiting for the day or staying somewhere else, you can actually pay $12 to go see it. And once you're in, you kind of have the run of the place, of course, outside of guest hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. But you get to see and feel those experiences. You get to see the memorabilia on the wall. They have a whole lot of history marks from newspapers and photos of even like getting, you know, all the materials to the island back in the late 1800s. So it's just a wonderful place. And you know, these old historic hotels, Island House, Grand Hotel, and many more, take a lot of work to keep up with, to keep renovating, to keep just to make a great experience for all of our visitors and guests. So in the off season, that's really what the priority is getting ready for the new season and them opening their doors in late April and early May.
Steph, close us out this morning, if you would, talk about your website. I know folks would like information on like scheduling, ferry information, and all that's all on your site?
It is, yeah. If you go to MackinacIsland.org, that's our official website, and right on the top, there's a drop-down banner right when you get onto the homepage or any of the pages. It says opening date. And that's going to have a lot of information on that, on actual dates of when things open, because we're not a theme park, right? We're not Disney World. We're a real life operating town and community. And so things open at different times, but you'll see on there the ferry schedules. Those start their summer operations April 21st. And then our seasonal hotels will open their doors, start opening their doors April 26th. So the ferries get about a week's time to work out the kinks, get their, I don't even know what you call it, feet under them. Maybe rudders under them and get in the water, get their staff going, and then it's go time April 26th until the end of October.
Look forward to it. Steph Castelline with the Mackinac Island Tourism Bureau telling us what's new on Mackinac Island for the 2024 season. Steph, I'm sure we'll talk to you again sometime during the season, but in the meantime, thanks for your time this morning on WHTC's Morning News.
Hey, thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
Sounds good, Steph. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.